Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Fisher. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Bill Fisher. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Freeze. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Bauman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Frank Bauman. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sievers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Colavito moves to third. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Minoso reaches second base with a double. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to third. One out. Gene Freeze is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Freeze reaches second base with a double. Minoso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a line drive to right field. Colavito throws towards the plate. GT fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on GT. Freeze moves to third. Carrion moves to second. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to home to get Freeze. Carrion moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrion scores. Bauman moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Chee T is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee T hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-1 in the game. Landis hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-1 in the game. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. K-line settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Minoso hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-1 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops it up and throws to first, with Bauman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freezes 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carrion takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carrion moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to home. GT drops the ball. Carrion scores. Bauman moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. It's 4-0, White Sox. Phil Regan now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields it and throws to home to get Bauman. Aparicio moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-1 in the game. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Phil Regan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Regan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0-for-2 in the game. Seavers hits a fly ball towards center. Kaline settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Kaline. Seavers moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seavers tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil pinch runs for Eddie Yost. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. McAuliffe moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 5-1, White Sox. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Freeze fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil now playing third base. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrion hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauman takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bauman moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bauman moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso bunts towards third. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Minoso moves to third. Gene freezes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeze is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Freeze hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Minoso scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, White Sox. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrion hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez pinch hits for Phil Reagan. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Spencer now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Bauman reaches second base with a double. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-4 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-3 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Bowling goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, White Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gurnett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Gurnett reaches second base with a double. Bilko scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Gurnett moves to third. Harry Cheetee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheetee is 0 for 3 in the game. Cheetee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.